into the third hour of this program. You, as always, can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. We've been talking about everything from the Postal Service inevitable failure to the situation in London where people, as we speak, are in the streets rioting, allegedly because some cops shot somebody, according to the piece on the AFP, and there's a very brief recap here, apparently, of what had occurred with the gentleman who was shot and killed. Let's see, I did have it highlighted here. Tensions remained high in the area following the shooting on Thursday of a 29-year-old Mark Duggan amid fresh doubts about the original account of his death during a police operation against gun crime within the black community. The father of four was shot in a taxi in what was initially said to have been an exchange of gunfire. The report said it was possible that police officers were not under attack when they opened fire. A independent police complaints commission watchdog group probing the death said it was expected to release the ballistics test results on Tuesday. So effectively, people are saying this is unprovoked killing. The police did not need to shoot this man to death, and that he was not, in point of fact, shooting at the police. The police just blew him away.
It's very likely. I think it seems likely to me.
On Sunday, shops were looted and police officers were pelted with stones in the southern district of Brixton and Enfield, Walthamstow, Islington in the north and east, and on Oxford Street in the city center. They just go on to describe more of this violence that was occurring and is still occurring. Buildings are on fire as we speak. One of the police agencies has been set on fire. But it's not mostly government buildings that are being attacked. It's mostly just businesses. It's just whatever happens to be around, wherever the angry crowd is. This is the same kind of stupid crowd behavior that you see with, this group of people that will go crazy after their sports team wins. Have you ever seen this? The team wins, and people go out and they destroy stuff.
Yeah,
it's just utter madness. And so for everybody out there,
it's like they just got all this energy and they don't have a direction for it. It just gets start turning over cars.
Yeah, yeah. And so it doesn't solve anything. It just gives the police an excuse to come out and do more violence. If you were upset about the police being violent in the first place, what you're doing by being violent in response is feeding into it. Now you've given them the reason, because over in the UK, I don't know if you're aware of this, but in a lot of cases, the police are unarmed. They don't actually have guns. There are some officers that do, but like your average Bobby that's going to get called to the scene of something, he may not have a firearm with him. He might have a taser or something like that.
At least that's consistent. You know, one of my big criticisms of people who are anti-gun is they're not anti-gun for police and military and important people. And that's what really bugs me more than anything is this idea that, you know, they say they're anti-gun. I'm like, I like to joke with them, or I don't joke. It's not a joke so much as I like to call them out in a way and go, I have to admit that if there weren't, if we just get rid of guns, and I mention police and military, and they're like, no, they would still have guns. It's like, oh, so you're not anti-gun, you're pro-elitism. Yeah.
What do they say to that one? you got me. 1-855-450-FREE is the number here, and so the violence continues, the rioting, the looting continues with no end in sight. Okay, great. So you've successfully destroyed your downtown. Now what are you going to do? Where does this all go? What is the point of this? Can somebody answer that question? Who's actually maybe been in this crowd? What were you thinking? What did you expect would happen when it all settled down? Because eventually, you know, these people that are doing the rioting, I guess unless they just keep rioting, and eventually the food distributors are going to run out of food, and these people are going to get hungry, right? So, like, the rioting can only go on for so long.
They're not thinking that far ahead, I guarantee you.
No. So it's going to end at some point, and people are going to go home, and then they're going to probably want to go back to work. And I don't know, maybe they haven't been working during the riots. Maybe businesses haven't been, calling folks in. Maybe they'll still have their jobs. Maybe they won't. But things aren't going to just be right back to normal. You've destroyed your city.
Hmm? And now you got to live in it. You made your bed, now you got to lie in it.
Now you've got to lie in it, and you get to lie in it with an increased police presence. Because the police are now going to have a reason to have guns. And the police are now going to have a reason to, you know, have the black uniforms on and have the, you know, the SWAT
the
team at the
gear,
ready
yeah.
and the riot gear, you know, and, you know, be in the streets and look like this. They're going to have the reason to do this. So all you've done is you've played into their hands. That's the worst part about the violence, besides the fact that, in my opinion, it's immoral. Leave my opinion about morality aside. It's impractical because it doesn't solve anything. All it does is continue the original problems that you were trying to do something about. It doesn't make the police friendlier. It doesn't make the police scared. In some cases, the police will get scared. You know, in some cases, the police won't show up for work and they'll leave. But ultimately, your problem isn't solved because you haven't changed a paradigm. The violence just changes the landscape. It doesn't change people's minds. As long as people have it in their head that police are a good thing. Mm-hmm. We need to have government. We need to have police.
And look at the disaster. I mean, like you said, that's going to reinforce. When police do come out with riot gear and guns, and people are going to be like, oh, thank goodness they're going to protect us from
right.
those crazy rioters.
Well, isn't this why we pay them? We pay them to protect
yeah.
us. And this is what crash there, smash their heads in there, police officers. You know, mm-hmm. you're going to have the other side, too, that is rioting against the rioters, so to speak, or rallying against the rioters. So it's just divisive. I mean, it's being peaceful is divisive enough, right? Like
right.
Doing peaceful.
It's surprising how divisive being peaceful can be.
Yeah. People get very upset at peaceful activism because they want to get violent with you. They want you to be punished. If you look at some of the responses to some of the things we've done up here, some of the outside the system activists have done up here in New Hampshire, you look at some of the anonymous posts on like the newspaper forum over at freekeen.com, and you'll hear people calling for, get around those free staters up, put them in jail, lock them up for a long time, that'll teach them to break our laws. You know, they want violence.
Yeah.
That's what they're calling for, but it looks bad for them when they're using violence on those of us who are peaceful. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, I'm going to a trial coming up here in less than probably about 36 hours. I've got a trial in front of a jury, and it's about so-called obstructing police administration, or excuse me, obstructing government administration, which is the first charge I got. Then I got a resisting arrest. And, yeah, I stood in front of the police car.
Yeah,
I mean, there's video footage of that. I'm not going to dispute the facts of that particular occurrence, but I am going to explain why I did it. And can you imagine how different it would have been if I had not just stood in front of the police car, but took out a sledgehammer and started bashing in the hood of the police car, or maybe attacking the police officers, or, you know, doing something dangerous in that particular instance? Then people would, then they would still be calling for my head, those who are the haters, and more people would be calling for my head as a result of that. So I think that right now, when you've got peaceful interactions, because all I did was stand in front of the police car, and when you've got these peaceful instances of civil disobedience, even the people that disagree with you, a lot of them, you know, they wouldn't feel right calling for violence against you. It's only the most extreme people that would call for violence against you. But if you got violent, if you get violent in your activism, then, you know, it's over for you.
What you're getting at is that they already want to demonize you. They already want to villainize you. You know, because they've got this notion that right and wrong is defined by the law.
Yes,
whatever
fallacious.
The state's laws are, that's how you define right and wrong, which is a fallacious concept. But that's pretty well beaten into their heads. And so they really want to demonize you and villainize you. And they want to demonstrate, like, look at the chaos that's ensuing because he's breaking the law.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's already a challenge. And if you're being violent, it really makes it easier.
Right.
Really easy for them to do that.
Well, and these are people, the folks over in London, these aren't people who've thought very hard about tactics. They're not people who thought about consequences. They're just people who are angry and they want to lash out and destroy. And it's in many cases, it is a natural feeling kind of tendency. It's easy to get angry. It's easy to want to break things. It's easy to break things. A lot harder to build things. And it's 855-450-FREE is the number here. I want to build a movement that is oriented around peace. I don't want these violent agitators around me. I want nothing to do with them. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, and barter currency. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some great rates on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces. U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, 20 Francs, Lakota Nation Silver Rounds, Montana Silver Reserves, and Walking Liberty Halves. Call 877-857-9938 or go to gold.freetalklive.com. The shipping is the same for one as it is for 20, so try to get as many as you can all at once. Gold.freetalklive.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbi, and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Dial in toll free. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And we invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got our mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, you can just go to m.freetalklive.com, m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com, and you'll get quick access to our live streams and the podcast as well. It's all free over at m.freetalklive.com. Now, SACL CAI has a full orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I, to the phones, and the fun. Elliot is in Missouri. Elliot, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Dale.
Yeah, a couple of comments. Your comment about money being backed by violence, that's absolutely true, because the value of the dollar is currently determined primarily by a private bank known as the Federal Reserve, backed by the taxing power of the federal government, which is basically disguised violence. If you don't pay us, we're going to take your stuff and put you in jail.
Yeah, that's what taxes are.
Not to mention, it says on there that you must accept this for all debts. And
right,
that's
legal tender.
Demand.
Yes.
It's a demand.
Exactly.
It's legal tender and...
Exactly, and this actually occurred under Lyndon Baines Johnson when he went off the silver standard and started issuing Federal Reserve banknotes, which basically is unconstitutional because it abrogates Congress's power to print money to a private bank, the Federal Reserve.
Well, even if Congress were to print money, it still wouldn't be.
It's still the same situation because it's not backed by anything.
So a lot of people don't realize what you're talking about right now, though, which is that it is actually this is essentially a private organization that has been charged with printing money
and
has incredible power to do so without oversight from the government.
And, the people have no control over it through Congress. I mean, Congress has no control over the Federal Reserve. They're going to do whatever they please. And the situation with all this economic crap and people pointing fingers at each other, the solution is dirt simple. It's very simple.
What's that?
It's my proposal is anybody that's on Medicare or Social Security stays on it. No changes. We have a contract with you. You paid money in for years for this. Probably not as much as you're going to draw out, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, as just a point of clarification, I want you to finish your solution, but a point of clarification, I never entered into a contract. I don't know about you.
Well, you did if you paid Social Security taxes.
No, to enter into a contract.
Wouldn't have I had any choice to not pay that?
Right. No, to enter into a contract requires both sides being able to understand the terms and come to a meeting of the minds and have consideration as well. And so this what you're defining as a contract does not meet the definition of a contract.
Well, I should use this term forced contract.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead then.
Yeah. I agree. It should be a forced contract. But the solution is very simple. Anybody that's on it stays on it. If you're under 65, we give you your money back plus 5%, or you go on it at reduced rates. That's your choices. Now, I would eliminate Social Security taxes both from the employer and the employee standpoint. Put a 3% sales tax in, 2.75% of which can only go to reducing the deficit, 0.25% to fund the people that are still in the system. And the system ends when the last person on the system dies. Now, I would also get rid of corporate income taxes because they don't pay taxes, they collect them.
Right, they pass on the cost to the consumers.
Exactly.
I see where you're coming from. It's an interesting proposal. I would say it's relatively small government oriented. Although I would say, why bother advocating for the federal government at all? Why bother advocating to even keep it around? Why bother advocating to pay off their debt? They're the ones that incurred it. Let them fail and screw the feds. What do we need them for?
Yeah.
Well, actually, what I would really propose, and it sounds kind of radical, is a nice friendly divorce.
I like radical.
Yep. Although I like the term is secession.
Those of us that believe in a small, relatively powerless federal government, like, as it was originally intended, we'll go out and form our own federation, and that's the way we'll keep it. In the weak areas, the Constitution will reinforce it, and eliminate the Federal Reserve from our system altogether, welfare, Social Security, and everything else. And those of you who believe in the socialistic system, like Obama and his crowd, California, the good part of the eastern coast of the United States, you guys form your own country. And
Good to me. Sounds pretty good. Elliot, how do you feel that people feel about your suggestion? Like, have you proposed it to people? Because essentially it's a secessionist suggestion.
Yeah, actually I have. And, living in the Midwest, we're kind of we're the flyover. We're a bunch of bitter people clinging to our Bible and guns. Most of the people I've talked to about it are in favor of it.
Really?
Yes, because basically we're fed up with the federal government and its power grabbing ways. Most of us have read the Constitution that are educated, and those that haven't have talked about it. And, you know, it's the federal government has outlived its usefulness.
I'm with you, man. Thanks for the call, Elliot. I appreciate hearing from you. And do me a favor, keep talking about secession. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE.
It's a shame that, you know, it's not going to go anywhere, unfortunately. There's so many people that it would just outrage. And there's a, you know, there's a chunk of people that are staying in a delusional state and want to keep getting stuff for free. And they want people, they want that to continue on forever, and they've been...
No doubt. There are lots of people on welfare.
Yeah, they've been told by lots of enablers out there, lots of Keynesians, that that's gonna, that can keep happening, that you can just keep getting stuff for free, and it'll just go on and on forever. And
but aren't you encouraged, though, Dale, that, I mean, people are talking about this, that, that people are willing to consider the idea of secession? I agree with you. There
yes,
are a lot of people
yes,
on the dole.
Yeah, I am. But, you know, a lot of what he was talking about was I was sort of addressing the stuff he's talking about before he got to talking about secession, which was this is how we fix, this is how the federal government fixes debt problems and gets money in order and all that stuff.
Right, but I mean, all it took was one question for me to get him and turn him into a secessionist. I mean, yeah. He was proposing, you know, inside the system.
I do think that as things get worse and worse, secession will stop seeming like a pipe dream.
Mm-hmm.
It'll start seem less and less like a pipe dream and more like a necessity.
Well,
like, it'll be a survival. It'll come down to survival.
We've already seen one study recently that showed that that people in this country, I think it was around 20%, that about 20% of the people were already in favor of the idea of secession. You're already at a starting point of one out of five Americans saying, yeah, that sounds good. Let's do that. Let's try that again.
There's a lot of ideas that start that way, and then and, you know, once you get to a stage like that, it's totally out of the fringe at that point. So it's starting to get more and more viable.
Absolutely. I mean, one in five is a significant minority of people. That's a good, as far as I'm concerned, that's a good starting point.
That's a good starting point, and I understand people who say that I understand people who say it's just never going to happen. It's never going to happen. I know where they're coming from because you know they were coming from, coming from an environment where people have this sense of the government, as we know it, is going to be around forever, and it's just this unstoppable thing. What they don't realize is that it is self-destructing, and that people's, you know, we're getting, you know, it's dropped to a AA rating, you know, the federal government's borrowing rating, or credit rating rather. It's dropped to AA. It's the first step, the sign that it is that people are that it's losing its lofty status as this behemoth, as this monolithic. Forever, you know, never going to change organization.
Change is inevitable. One, you can count on it. 1-855-450-FREE is the number. That's toll free. 855-450-3733. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts, whether it's about the violence over in London or violence in general, secession, one of my favorite topics. And yeah, secession is a political solution, but still one worth discussing and an idea worth putting out there.
No.
We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great-tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. Is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to bring up what you want is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We got a webcam. You can watch it. You can listen. You can interact with our chat room. The chat room is built there into the webcam page. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com to do all that and do it for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And you know that cigarettes will kill you eventually, right? You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try, perhaps. You've seen them around. Perhaps you've noticed that more and more people are adopting them. Well, there's a good reason because, well, there are several reasons. One, it's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier, and you'll save money. In fact, a pack-a-day smoker can save $120 per month, so you'll be richer. You'll be feeling better, and you're going to smell better as well. So go to Vaporsmiths.com, and you'll get a special offer if you use our coupon code. Vaporsmiths.com, use the coupon code FTL, and you can get a free starter kit when you purchase 40 cartomizers. Now, the 40 cartomizer pack, from what I understand, is about $69, and you get free shipping on orders of $60 or more. So you get your starter kit free, you get 40 cartomizers to get rolling, and you get free shipping. Really, you can't beat that. You can go to Vaporsmiths.com.
Especially the cost of cigarettes these days.
No kidding. Yeah. 855, right, the government hasn't been able to tax this like they have cigarettes thus far. So it's also another benefit is you keep money out of the hands of the state. 855-2-GET-VAPOR, that's 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com as we go to you and your thoughts. David is in New Mexico listening on XM's America's Talk. Hello, David.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Great. Well, I hope I don't get in trouble for saying this, but the first half of this administration, I have come to the conclusion that they've been operating treacherously and,
hello?
What do you call it? Holy cow. I'm new at this.
That's all right.
Suspiciously.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, how is that different from what the Bush administration did? Didn't they do the same thing?
Well, they didn't malign America. They didn't try to trash our economy.
What?
You don't think Bush? They're just doing stuff that is doing, and Bush was certainly responsible for that.
Running a war is going to trash the economy.
That's the most devastating thing economically we've got going is our actions in other countries.
You run a war, you print money to fund it, you're trashing the economy. That's happened during Bush, that's happened during Obama, that's happened during Clinton. That's, you know, you just rewind the clock. I mean, they're all bad, don't you think?
Okay. I hear what you're saying, but we never had to deal with this Obamacare and Nancy Pelosi.
True.
We had Bush care, though. We had Bush expanding Medicare massively.
That's true.
Nancy Pelosi said we have to sign this, pass it into law, and then we can find out what's in it. How would you like to buy a used car from that woman?
Well, you understand that they all do that, right? I mean, I'm just playing the devil's advocate here. I don't take either side. I find them all detestable. Yeah. But you do understand. You sound like a partisan here, and and when somebody makes that
like the Democrats are the problem and the Republicans are the solution,
right? When somebody sounds like that, it's like, you know, I just toss them out. I mean, what you have to say doesn't have as much relevance to me because you're not of my, you know, it's not the same worldview. The idea that the Republicans are in somehow a better form of governmental structure than the Democrats is absolutely not backed by any evidence whatsoever. Yes, Obamacare didn't exist before. That's true, because each president adds on to the tyranny that is authorized under the president prior to. So if a Republican is elected who's not Ron Paul, then you'll likely see more things getting worse in the next 4 years. That Republican president will increase taxes and they'll, you know, cause more wars, just like Obama has done. So, I mean, Obama is essentially George Bush the III.
Yeah, it just reeks of bias because, I mean, especially if you're watching all the stuff.
Are you in trouble with the libs?
What's that? In trouble with
that
the libs.
Great. Yeah, you're in trouble with them. Another George Bush? Horse is losing ground.
What are you talking about?
He's telling me that I'm in trouble with the liberals because I've now trashed on Obama by calling him George Bush the III. Look, man, I'm not here to make friends with liberals or conservatives. I'm here to talk about the truth as from my perspective, to talk about the ideas of liberty, and that's going to get me in trouble with liberals and conservatives. They don't give a flip about
freedom.
They're
all statists, and so if you start talking liberty, then it ticks them off.
What do you want to see happen nationally?
I want to stop us from spending money we don't have.
So, and in that case, you would support ending the wars, correct?
Pulling out of all of our bases in other countries?
If necessary.
Well, first thing I would do is get rid of that Obamacare.
Great. I guarantee you it's necessary.
We're getting rid of Obamacare. All right, so great. We're getting rid of Obamacare. I just want to follow you on this one here, David. So I'm with you. Let's get rid of Obamacare. Now, let's also, what do you say to getting rid of the wars, which is the largest chunk of all of the federal spending that you can possibly imagine?
Well, if we don't defend our homeland, we won't have a homeland.
So do you consider defending your homeland, bombing people in Iraq or Afghanistan or Libya?
Did you forget about 9/11?
See, you are a total... You've lost any level of credibility that you might have had.
None of the things that didn't
Libya?
Say anything about us bombing Iraq and Afghanistan.
The innocent people, sir, that have perished in Iraq and Afghanistan and Libya had nothing to do with 9/11. So why would you even bring that up?
Domino's fall.
Okay. You're not even making coffee. Have you been drinking tonight?
You need to make your
little... Yes.
Yeah, I've been. You have been. Okay. You know, that's okay.
Yeah.
I see where you're coming from. But look.
I have a few beers at the VFW. I'm the post chaplain there, incidentally.
You're a chaplain. Chaplain.
Yes, sir.
So, wait, as a chaplain, that means that you might know a thing or two about Jesus Christ?
I'm just a chaplain. I fill a position. I say some prayers. I ain't no holy roller, okay?
So you can be a chaplain without actually adhering to any sort of religious ideals?
Well, I believe in the Ten Commandments, if that's what you're talking about.
Like thou shalt not kill?
Yeah.
So how does that jibe with what the military does in Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, and other places?
Well, you're allowed to protect your own life. Even
yeah,
God
but that doesn't
that.
Include when you go over and kill
into,
people.
They're going into foreign countries and occupying them, and we have bases in over 100 countries
look,
around
man,
the world.
Here, David,
it's costing us a fortune.
Right, David, if you want to get serious about saving money and cutting the government, then you need to get serious about ending war, dude. And until you can do that, you are going to have a police state, and you're going to have an unending war, and you're going to have you're just going to have spiraling budgets. And enjoy. Thanks for the call. 1-855-450-FREE. I'm sorry, you so-called small government conservatives. You don't get to have it both ways. You don't get to have this fantasy in your mind about small government conservative, and I'm going to slash the government, we're going to cut it back, cut that Obamacare, and cut this out over there, and just we're going to slash and burn, and just don't touch the military. Because they're defending us by killing brown people all around the world. Because somebody attacked us on 9/11, and so therefore, that justifies... Let's just go ahead and drop some bombs, and that'll solve that problem.
It's so disconnected. It's just obscenely disconnected, and it's so contrived.
It's inhumane
as well. The attempt to make a connection and somehow show that this is going to protect us from terrorism. I don't see...
You have to be disconnected from your humanity. Right? I mean, is that what you're talking about? Disconnected?
Well, I mean, trying to show any connections between 9/11 and somehow bombing Iraq and Afghanistan is going to somehow protect us from terrorists and prevent them from coming over here and bombing us again. I don't see how it's going to do
that. The reality is the opposite will happen. It'll create more terrorists.
Yeah.
Please,
absolutely.
Go and look into it. What was it? I think Ron Paul recommended the book Blowback several years ago. Go and look into it, man. What do you think would happen if somebody bombed your neighborhood, killed your family? Wouldn't you want to go and get some revenge? I'm not saying it would be right, but you might want that. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea. The Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number for you to allow you to take control of the airwaves in these remaining moments. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
Dale's here, courtesy of his website, flamingfreedom.com. You can go listen to his radio show, Prometheus Unchained, LGBT, liberty-oriented, issues-oriented talk show. And it's all free over at flamingfreedom.com.
That always seems like a stumbling block for you, like trying to get in all this stuff.
You've got it down. You've got your little phrase.
LGBT issues from a liberty perspective.
Oh, there's Judge Burke yelling at us, too. I don't know if you hear that, but that's my cell phone alarm clock. You can download the Judge Burke Have a Seat ringtone over at freekeen.com if you would like, and then he can yell at you whenever your phone rings. So, learnliberty.org/FTL is where we'd like to invite you to go, because there's all kinds of interesting videos there, and we're going to be adding more to that page over time as we're kind of tuning into different videos on the learnliberty.org site and then highlighting them on our own page on the site. And one of them that you can go and see right now is one about the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer. It's a common claim. You've probably heard people make that claim before. Maybe you've even made that claim. And to some extent, the claim is true, but not from the right perspective, not looking at it from the appropriate perspective. You've got to look at income mobility. You've got to look at the wealth pie expanding. And Steve Horowitz shows how the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting richer as well. So go and check out the Learn Liberty Academy also when you go to learnliberty.org/FTL. It's a course for people that want free online continuing education in economics. And this is great stuff, by the way. These videos are short, they're to the point, and they're persuasive. learnliberty.org/FTL. As we continue here with you and your thoughts, Corey is on the line in Missouri. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Dale.
Gentlemen, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, just wanted to talk briefly about the Federal Reserve meeting tomorrow and the chances that they're going to roll out QE3 or quantitative easing, the third round, some version of that to continue kind of this invisible tax on the American people.
Right. That's basically code for printing money, right?
Correct.
Yeah. How'd that do the first two times?
It didn't work. It just prolonged the inevitable. Yeah. Here we are again.
Well, it seems likely that they're going to do it again, right? I mean, they only have so many tools in their belt.
Yeah.
So is that your prediction, that they're going to go forward with it?
Yeah, absolutely. They may even call it something else. I don't know if they'll call it the Freedom Job, Liberty Pack,
nice
or something.
On it.
Who knows?
I think that's a good prediction because, you know, the government guys love doing that. They'll change the name of the same thing and they'll call it something different. And now all of a sudden it's a new legal term and it's something completely different.
It's just absolutely gotten beyond comical. I mean,
it's not a tax. It's a fee.
Hmm.
You know, yeah. One of those things. What else do you want to share tonight, Corey?
Nothing. Just watching the past, really, month of market slowly tumbling. I mean, it's just incredible.
Thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight, dude. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Captain Ned is next in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, Captain Ned.
Hey, Ian, Dale. How you doing?
What's on your mind?
Good, man. I'd like to hit on this succession thing a little bit and how it's going to be tied,
secession. Secession. Just,
yes,
you know.
Secession. I'm sorry. I think it's going to what they're going to do is when the feds actually declare special law, which you can rest assured you'll see that, like that Rex 84, they've got all these guys have been signing executive orders to that, suspending the Constitution. These states are going to jump off. They're going to jump off, and you go and try and take those old boys' guns. Like David, the chaplain who just called, you know, it was a good call, entertaining. I liked when, you know, I liked some of his points, but that's a guy I would be with when push comes to shove. You know what I mean?
I wonder about people like him.
When push comes to shove, man, they're going to shove back. You know?
Well, I don't know.
I hear a lot of that, and I hear a lot of people who talk about. I hear
a lot of
people.
Those VFW halls, guys, and man, those guys are heavily armed, and they can play around. They've used it before. You know what I mean?
Well, I hear a lot of talk like that. I hear a lot of talk from people who say that, and then it seems like they want someone else to take the first shot.
Oh, I don't know about that, but hey, Dale, I agree with you when you said that people want total restriction on guns, just not for them. A prime example is Rosie O'Donnell. Her bodyguards are heavily armed. If anybody comes for those giant marshmallows, they're getting lead poisoning. You know what I mean?
Ned, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it at 855-450-FREE. I'm skeptical like you are, Dale, on this one. Because, okay, yeah, the boys at the VFW hall might be heavily armed, but they're also heavily obedient to the state. I mean, these are people that have been, in many cases, trained to take orders. Now, I'm not saying all people get out of the military obedient. A lot of people get out of the military and they're very, very freedom-minded. You're one of those people. You were in the military. You went through basic
training.
Sometimes
it's a transformational experience.
Absolutely, because then you see what bureaucracy is really like. You understand that this is really violence and this is dangerous, and you know, there are all kinds of lessons that can be learned in the military. But on the other side of that, for everybody that comes out in favor of freedom leaving the military, there are plenty of people that come out and go and get jobs as cops, and they completely become obedient to the state. So a lot of these former military guys, I wouldn't trust them to defend my freedom.
They've been desensitized to violence, which puts them in a, you know, that's what they want a lot of cops to be like, and that's a little scary.
Right, and so if the police come around and say, look, Mr. Veteran, we're just going to need to relieve you of your weapons. I know that you might disagree with that, but it's for the good of the country. I don't know.
Well, yeah, see, that's the point. That's what they'll do. See, they'll go around and start confiscating weapons before they get violent. They're not just going to come in guns blazing. They're going to go around and have some excuse. They're going to confiscate weapons. And that's when, if you're going to do it, you got to do it. And I don't really see most people being that way. And I'm not encouraging it either because I think the reality is that I don't think violence is going to solve it. And I think that, you know, we need to be nipping it in the bud before they're going around disarming people, because that is, you know, that's the sign that it's really going downhill fast.
I mean,
the idea is we need to be getting people to be realizing that things are going in the pooper real fast and to do something about it now.
Yeah.
Not something nonviolent about it now. Start resisting peacefully now.
Right. It's going to be a step-by-step process. And go back and look at Hurricane Katrina. And look at the video. There's still probably video on YouTube of this, of the folks from the military, the National Guard members, the California Highway Patrol was also involved, local cops, going around and confiscating firearms from people.
Yeah.
There was one video of a guy who was a lawyer who was holding out. He was refusing to give up his guns. I don't know what ended up happening with that guy. They did bust into one lady's house and take her to the ground, this old lady. They basically attacked her. She didn't want to give up her firearm in that case. So, yeah, they likely will run into pockets of resistance, and maybe some people are more likely to resist than others. But I also agree with Dale that it's pointless, as we've seen in London and in so many other instances, where even if it's not London where you've got thousands of people, you've got, like, the lone nut out in the woods. And maybe he's not a nut. Maybe he's completely sane and just has come to the conclusion that he wants to just go out in a blaze of glory. He's going to be played off as a nut. He's going to look like a nut. And people are going to consider him to be nutty. And really, what he's doing is pretty nutty, because
they've been setting us up for this for many, many decades, getting people used to the idea that only they should have any weapons, only the police and the military should have weapons. And
you may have a house full of guns, Dale, but when you're surrounded by the police and you know that you might have, like, a granddaughter or, you know, a loved one, a, you know, partner or somebody on the outside, maybe they're not home with you at that time. The police have come to your home. They're trying to take your guns. On one hand, do you want to go down in a blaze of glory? Or on the other hand, do you want to survive so you can see your family
Most people are going to hand their guns over.
They sure are. And that's the end of that story.
And what's left is going to be such a small contingent, and then they'll be taken out, and they'll get to go out in a blaze of glory, but that's not how it'll be seen. It'll be seen as, you know, the most people end up supporting the government. Times will be desperate.
People that go out in a blaze of glory, that justifies the violence of the government. For each one of those people that chooses violence in response, that justifies in their eyes saying, well, it was a good thing we had our guns. It was a good thing that we, you know, we're trained and we're able to handle these crazies. This is what I'm here for. I'm here to crush heads and to, you know.
Well, I wonder what hope there might be for people peacefully resisting that, you know, simply saying, no, I'm not handing over my guns, and maybe they get arrested. Their house gets searched.
That's the only solution.
And then hopefully attention gets raised to this. Like, not, they know they didn't pull their guns out and start shooting, which would be really, right. Oh God.
Peaceful.
But peacefully resisting the handing over their guns.
It would hopefully
bring attention to this. That, look, they are going around disarming everyone. Something, you know, that we need to put a stop.
Let's get Angel in here with her thoughts. Listening to WGMD FM in Delaware. Hey, Angel.
Hey, Ian. I just wanted to add, while you were talking about the financial issues, I heard the caller mention quantitative easing 3. And one thing that people aren't really paying too much attention to right now is the fact that our debt has actually reached 100% of our GDP.
That's
the new debt ceiling. And I don't know if any countries have ever actually passed or done well after they hit 90%.
It's crazy. It's not going to be
well beyond hopelessness.
Hey, Angel, thanks for the call. We're short on time. In fact, we're almost out of it. So if you didn't get in tonight, then don't worry about it. Just call us back tomorrow night. You can call right at the top of the show if you like. And we'll talk to you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Don't forget Dale's website, flamingfreedom.com. See you tomorrow.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.